I'm Anuza Mutesi.
And today we're interviewing you, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
A few questions. I was going to ask you some questions about you.
Okay.
So, how old are you?
I'm 17.
What grade are you?
I'm going to be a senior next year.
Really?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
I go to West High School.
West?
Yeah, close here.
Do you have any like future careers or passions?
I want to be an animator, if not a graphic designer, so I'm somewhere there in between those two. I can do both. I'm not really sure which one though.
Okay, so for the real questions now.
Okay.
What was the reason why you chose to come to America?
Well, I came with my family. Yeah, that's the reason I came here, I guess.
How old were you?
I was about 11, almost 12.
How did you get here?
We came here on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just airplane, like only?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did you come from?
Well, I come from Rwanda. My parents originally come from DRC. They moved to Rwanda because of the war, and yeah.
Did you have to make any sacrifices to get here?
Uh-uh.
How about your parents?
I don't think so. I mean, their parents, my parents' parents, they're still in Rwanda, but some are not, they're going to be coming, so there's no sacrifices there.
So who did you come here? So are you living with your parents now?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to leave any family behind?
No. All my family members are here.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they all come in the same time you guys did?
Yeah, we all come together at the same time on the same date.
Do you regret any choices you made about coming to the United States?
No, actually no. I'm pretty much happy.
Really?
I can, yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did it feel not knowing the language or the culture?
It was very hard. I started sixth grade and I learn English. I mean, I started to talk to other people in seventh grade, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, not knowing the language was very hard, but I guess I improved in those times that I got to learn English here. Yeah.
So you learned English in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody help you?
Oh yeah.
Did you learn yourself?
No, I learned through school, mm-hmm. And also I think if not, I learned it through TV. I tend to watch TV a lot, so, but, you know, yeah.
What was your life like before you came to the U.S.?
Well, it's like this. My parents, like, back in Congo, they had everything, basically. They had food and those kind of stuff. So when they got in Rwanda, we were living in on a camp,
mm-hmm.
which was good. I mean, we had food, but it's not all the time that we actually had it. So life wasn't the best, but also was the best for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, since then, yeah.
What was your first question that came up to mind when you arrived here?
My first question? I don't think I had a question, although I was very surprised that, like they said that America was like a gigantic place, like everything was, I guess, amazing there, like, yeah. They had amazing housing and those kind of stuff, so.
Did you live anywhere before Denver?
I lived in Aurora. Yeah. Yeah. It's Colorado, but I lived in Aurora before. I came here in Denver.
Have you faced discriminations ever since you came here?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Nuh-uh. I had worries, but not like those kind of worries, but yeah. Nothing much, yeah.
Did you know any people in America?
No. Although we did find other Rwandanese there, I mean here in America,
mm-hmm.
who were, I guess, friends of my parents. Mm-hmm. They became friends and those kind of stuff. So I wasn't learning wolves there.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did you adapt?
I guess I started to feel home, like, if I'm with my family, I feel like it feels like it's regular, and
mm-hmm.
like with school and those kind of stuff. I feel like I belong when I got here in America and those kind of stuff, so.
How do you feel when you're alone?
Nothing, I guess.
What did you expect America to be like?
I guess an amazing place, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, when we were in Rwanda, they kind of showed us some pictures of America and the house, like they were actually pretty cool. I thought like it's gonna be like paradise or something.
Yeah. Is the US different from where you come from?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much different. But they're trying to adapt as well to like they're building that same housing, so it's kinda changing, but like it's way much different.
What is like knowing your family members can get deported?
Actually, I don't think my family members can get deported. Like, we came here as legal status, I guess, like as refugees, so we never think of that kind of stuff. Yeah.
If you had the opportunity to help an immigrant in some ways, what would it be?
Like, in all ways, I guess. I would try my best to help them in any ways I can, mm-hmm. with English, with getting to know around here, I guess, as much as I know about.
How do you feel about the president?
I don't have any doubts about him, but I don't like his work right now. I mean, I'm not gonna judge him since I don't know him that much, mm-hmm. but I would say that like he's making the wrong choices here right now, big yeah. time.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to the country? What are some things that should be available for immigrants?
I'm gonna say, first of all, it's food, and also teaching them English as much as they can, and also having translators. Yeah, they came here without knowing the language, well, for most actually, and also like they need some, I guess, general ideas of how America is and how it works, as like also with important stuff like school, universities, okay. so their kids will know about college or those kind of stuff.
When you came here, how were the people like?
Actually, like when I came here, like throughout the brain, like when I was in the brain and still when I got here, like my head was kind of crazy. Like I couldn't think about like anything basically. Yeah, so I don't have that much ideas, but like everybody was good. Like our neighbor, like it was amazing too, and his family.
So your neighbor, you're like in your where you were living.
Yeah.
Were your neighbors like nice? So
yeah. Not all of them. Yeah.
How did you feel growing up in that type of community with the people you were living around?
I feel okay, I guess. I mean, I miss my old community back in Rwanda, but growing up right here was amazing.
Yeah. Does your family ever, like, think about bringing your uncle here?
Oh, my uncle's already here, though.
Oh, really? Yeah. When did he come?
He came here in 2014.
When you came to the U.S., what was your main goal to achieve?
I didn't have a goal much, but I did plan to have a good education, have a good job, and work. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, be able to change my family members, or my family, my mom, and, like, be able to actually help my family. Yeah.
Yeah. If you could go back and bring something to America, what would you bring?
I'm gonna say, like, I could bring another idea about, like, you know, like, trying to, like, bring people from, like, their point of view about America, and try to bring, like, I don't know, I guess my culture as well, too, here, and show them about, I guess, Rwanda, and try to, like, show people about different cultures and different places that, like, instead of them saying what they see about Rwanda, I can show them what I see about Rwanda. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you tell me more about your culture?
Well, my culture, like, people are there, like, they're Christians, and I'm a Christian as well, too. And not because of their belief, that I'm a like they believe about being a Christian. I believe because I believe. And like in my culture, like they have dancing, they have clothing, they have traditional dancing, which is pretty cool. Like when you hear the music, it's amazing. I guess, yeah, I'm not explaining it. Yeah.
Is your culture, is like, do you have any like, do you guys celebrate anything?
Yeah, we do actually celebrate something. We do celebrate New Year's, like the New Year, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's something that I know we celebrate. No Christmas though.
Why don't you celebrate Christmas?
I don't know. It's, what I don't know about that.
Is that just like your tradition, your family, or your culture?
I think it's my culture. They don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. Is New Year's the same thing as, like, in your culture, is it the same thing as this one?
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a feast, they all come together and those kind of stuff.
Is it celebrated on the same day too?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure actually, but somewhere close enough. I'm not really sure. Exactly, but yeah. Close there.
So how do you feel about like how immigrants are getting treated today?
I don't know about immigration before, I guess, but I think it's not right though. I mean, they should have another idea of how like people are supposed to treat, because I don't think anybody would want to be treated like the way other people are now are being treated. So it isn't right, like the way people are treating immigrants or other people who come from other country, they are not immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's right now. No.
How does that make you feel? Sad? Angry?
Both of those. I don't know why. I mean, I'm sort of an immigrant, okay. But like if my family were trying to, well, like if they would say that my family are gonna be deported, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be happy about that at all. Mm-hmm. Like I would be screaming with rage right now all the time. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like, can you tell me more about where you come from?
Let's see. So like I said, I was born in a camp.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody there was amazing. I had my parents there, my family members. Not my grandma though. She lived in another city close to the capital. But yeah, like the places were cool. They were a lot of valleys, a lot of mountains. Like it was full of nature. That's the best part about like how I like the place. And yeah. Like, everything was beautiful there.
Do you miss it?
Big time. Yeah. I was doing about the next, I don't know, like 3 or 4 times in a, I don't know, I think two in 3 months, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to dream about it like a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of miss it too much.
Well, that's all the questions I have for today.
Okay, thanks.